8th of September in the afternoon at Kundungden's house with Sarah, Beverly, Shukin, John, Ivan, Nina, Tom and Betty.
You can talk more about saying to like people in old days.
In the old days, because of the accumulations, when they heard about seeing, they could understand instantly just a Dharma, not any name, not any word that we have to use. No people, no birds, no drinks, no stories. But for us, we're always lost in world of thinking. Always thinking long stories about this and that, even about seeing an invisible object. And the most difficult doorway of all, mind door, because always lost in thinking.
So to us, we are often reminded about no control and being natural. To them, they understood even those very deeply.
No need to think at all in terms of situation or rules or things to do at all, but whatever reality appears, sati can follow as naturally as lobha follows objects now for us. And this morning, Khunsu Chin was also stressing, when we're having Dharma discussion, no need to think about or talk about people at all, because it's Dharma, just citta, cetasika, rupa, that's all.
So what would you say about meditation to your friend in America?
It's not the path. You know, what do you want to achieve? What are you hoping to? What is the purpose of your meditation?
Oh, what's mean by?
Or what do you mean by meditation?
Yeah. Uh-huh. How can meditation understand reality right now?
Yeah. People have to understand that Buddha's teaching, the practice is aimed at the development of understanding, not awareness as people understand it to be. For example, now, if suddenly you make up your mind to be more mindful of sounds, it will happen. You'll hear things that you would normally not hear. But people think that to be the development of sati, but it's just thinking. And that's not what the Buddha's teaching is about. You can ask them, what do you understand? You're just following sounds. But do you understand sound better?
Can you say more about the characteristic of the moment when there is awareness of a reality?
As natural as now, because, for example, when there's touching, just one example, the tangible object appears to the body consciousness. This is very normal, even right now. So Panya can see whether there is awareness of a reality or not. When it's as usual from moment of experiencing tangible object and think about something instantly like a glass or no understanding of tangible object as just a reality. That's moment of long lim sati, no sati arising.
So from taking it as my tangible object, my feeling, we begin to see that it's just an element.
Or just idea about something there, instantly, like usual, that is moment without sati. But from understanding that it's a reality that should be discerned carefully until it appears as it is. As just a reality appearing through that very moment. No arms, no fingers, just the tangible object and that which experiences it. No world, no other world at all. So one can see that it is the beginning of developing understanding of tangible object. Just one characteristic, whether it's hardness or coldness or what.
So two persons sitting here listening to you, one person might be aware of sound, the other aware of thinking. Mm-hmm. It's just natural.
By understanding this, one can understand one's own accumulation, which condition awareness to arise and be aware of what object. And no one can stop thinking at all. That's why there can be just a very short moment of awareness, followed by thinking again. So one knows that there must be understanding of thinking as just our reality. Otherwise, the I or the self is there at moment of thinking.
when one is aware or conscious of there being an idea of I or a self, is that just thinking too? Or?
It depends on whether it appears to sati or just to thinking.
But the object of sati is the Paramattha Dhamma.
Mm-hmm.
So this I is a concept. So when it's that sense of me,
Panya knows that.
It depends on Panya.
I think we've said before that thinking about I or self can be with attachment or with wrong view or with conceit, so it could be either one of those.
And only Panya can tell. And more than that, there would be the Panya with detachment. Because in the beginning, there is the studying of understanding, the development of understanding the characteristic of realities. When Panya grows, it begins to become detached. So it cannot be detachment from the very beginning, but there must be the detachment from wrong view, but not from reality yet.
But doesn't intellectual understanding have a corresponding level of detachment?
Very, very much.
Without the intellectual understanding, how can there be moment of detachment when awareness arises? So it's there as support or conditions for Panya to be keen enough to see realities as they are, so that that can be detachment or the beginning of becoming detached.
So usually when you talk about detachment from the very beginning, you mean detachment from wrong view?
Right. Mm-hmm. It's not easy to get to that point either, because usually people just want to get, and that is wrong view.
So a moment of right intellectual understanding is a weak level of right view, which is accompanied with detachment.
Mm-hmm. It's the accumulation of satyayana.
When you say people just want to get and that's wrong view, usually when people just want to get, isn't it mostly attachment, just wanting to have results?
I want for I. Like at this moment, we come to talk about realities for I or for understanding, see?
Yes. Mm-hmm. A lot of I involved in that.
Or just for understanding, it doesn't matter whether there is kusla or akusla, it's conditioned. It shows some detachment from clinging to any one of realities, whether it's kusla or akusla. Otherwise, one's so disturbed when akusla is there. How to get rid of it? See, the eye comes again.
Even if we say it's understanding, just for understanding, still there can be attachment.
Mm-hmm. Depending on understanding, so one can see that when understanding does not grow to that degree yet, it's just thinking about studying for understanding.
Just thinking with attachment.
Uh-huh. But not as gross as those who just are so very hungry for understanding.
Well, I think there are different motives at different levels. One knows at a conscious level that it's for understanding, but then at a deeper level, if you like, there's ideas of I.
Yes, but it's impossible just to dream about it,
mm-hmm.
because it's only the development, little by little.
So you're saying that there can be a level of right understanding which likes to come and discuss and think about Dhamma, and yet it can be from time to time motivated by lopa?
As long as it's not the listening for developing the understanding of realities, it's for something again.
Because I would think that to even start to be interested in the right understanding, there must be a level of accumulated right understanding.
For example, at this moment of seeing, one knows one's own accumulation with how much one can understand this world object as just no one, no self, just a reality. If there is no understanding of this level yet, the listening is just to understand, so that whenever awareness arises by conditions, there can be some more, just a little understanding of visible object. Just for the sake, for understanding only. So it's not intellectual or theoretical knowledge at all. Like now, a reality is appearing. It depends on awareness, whether it is aware and understand, or just listening and understanding to support, to condition moment of right awareness. And one can see that even realities are conditioned to appear, but the self or the I is there, just want to know it.
Always lurking, ready to
So without Panya, it's impossible to understand reality. And the purpose of the teachings of Buddha for anyone is just to develop understanding, to really understand realities as realities. Even realities are that way, so real, but avijja cannot get it. Like while one is fast asleep, then how come sound appearing? See? And we take it for granted, like hearing arises, it hears, it's me who hear. But actually, how can sound appear? Just this question, how can it appear?
When one's asleep.
After. While one is asleep and then sound appear.
Right.
How can sound appear?
To have that feeling of wonder and question seems to be, requires a lot of panya, which I obviously don't have when you say, how come?
But with sati, there is panya. It's conditioned. Nothing can arise just by itself. Why is sound, not smell? See? Different realities. So there must be different doorways for citta to arise. It's not anyone at all. It's that reality which can experience. One begins to understand that quality or that reality, which is nama, that is the faculty of experiencing an object. And whenever it arises, it experiences an object. So fast, continuously, from moment to moment, like rolling realities, non-stop, not permanent. See, sound appear unexpectedly, but there are conditions for its appearing. Huh?
And we are following the sound.
Yeah. So it can be with sati or without sati. When it's with sati, panya develops little by little. Because at that moment, sound is nothing but a reality. But when there is no sati, it's the sound of something. And that is atta nutiti. Mm-hmm. And atta is opposite of anatta. Yep. As there is no understanding of reality as anatta, it is always atta, something.
Is it always ditti or is it just atta sanya and thinking about?
No need to talk about the distinction between sanya and ditti, because sanya arises with each citta. So it's panya which can tell whether at that very moment, not other moment, it's ditti with sanya or just sanya without ditti. It's there when it arises, but when it does not arise and we talk about it, we cannot understand it.
We say whenever there's ditti, or whenever there's atana ditti, atta sanya arises with it, it must be because it experiences the same object. When sanya arises and without ditti thinking of people, I don't think we can call this atta sanya.
It is kusala or akusala citta. When it is akusala, it is sanya vipalasa.
Yes, but see? We wouldn't call that, even as the object as
that's
people,
why
we don't call
even
it atta sanya.
Even asotapanna can have sanya vipalasa,
yes.
But not ditti.
No.
Sanya vipalasa.
So, but the sanya vipalasa, which isn't with ditti, we don't refer to it as atta sanya.
No.
So it has to be with ditti.
Mm-hmm. So how can there be the elimination of sanya from taking everything for something until it's just sanya without that wrong view?
Without.
It depends on time.
And also we usually talk about moha covering up the truth, and this morning Sukhin was talking about moha and ditti. but we can also see how attachment in general prevents the development of detachment with understanding, I think. Like you mentioned about attachment for understanding or attachment for results, so one can see that without development of detachment.
Because you see that just attachment without wrong view, there can never be wrong view after it is completely eradicated, but there can be attachment. So one can see how deeply rooted the attachment to object is.
Like sometimes you say, oh, why isn't there more understanding or more detachment now? Because such strong attachment.
From morning up to now, all reality is past. But what is the very useful thing is the understanding which begins and develops. Other moments, useless.
Even other moments of kusala without any understanding.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because it can bring just the pleasant result only.
Just continues the cycle on.
Mm-hmm.
There are times like now when one thinks one appreciates the value of the moment of understanding above all else, but many other times when it's not in mind and
mm-hmm.
one has no attention to that. Is that just the way things are? And
mm-hmm.
lack of developed understanding, huh?
It is like it is. And this is the way to have steady and steadfast panya.
To condition. What is the way?
Now.
Mm-hmm. Right.
The only way.
But occasions like now don't happen very often.
But the understanding is there from moment to moment, never lost.
I was thinking when you asked, okay, when one's fast asleep, why does one hear? And I was thinking about how you often remind us about how there is, at that moment of hearing, the meeting of the various ayatanas at that moment, like the needle point, the coming together, and how incredible it is by conditions how these various dharmas come together so that there is that moment of experiencing sound. And I think just reflecting on how there are just these various dharmas can help as a condition for just a little bit more detachment from the idea of self or someone who hears or sees. So even when it's just wise reflection or theoretical reflection, it just helps to condition just a little bit more detachment about the way things are, because otherwise we just go on thinking that I wake up and I hear sounds and life just carries on as it is.
And one can see that it's not well established yet until awareness arises. And then one can see that even at that moment, awareness can arise. It can understand as much as it has accumulated. For example, we talk about different bhajya. But who can understand all types of bhajya? Even the moment of aramana bhajya, sound, conditions, hearing, by being aramana paccaya. But since the citta experiences sound, it hears that particular sound. So it shows that it is a condition for hearing, not for other moment. So we can understand, even right now, that visible object conditions seeing, tangible object conditions the body consciousness.
And how each visible mm-hmm. object can never be the same, just right. Different visible objects. Conditioning different moments mm-hmm. of seeing, different sounds conditioning different moments of hearing.
And that is meant by khanda, see. Just arise very short and then completely gone. Never come back. Otherwise, it's no meaning just to know the name. Rupa khanda is one of the five khandas.
Mm-hmm.
But now each one is different.
Sometimes you say, which is true, that until there is highly developed insight, khandhas cannot be properly understood. Until at least the third stage of insight, khandhas are not really understood. But of course any understanding...
Or penetrated.
But of course any understanding develops, so it seems that even now as we consider or reflect, mm-hmm. there's beginning of understanding of what khandhas are, or how this visible object is khandha, another visible object is khandha, sound is khandha. So it seems it really does have to develop. So if we say khandhas can't be understood until high level insight, sometimes people get the wrong idea that there's no understanding of
at
khandhas.
What level?
At what level?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.